The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
When it comes to the lake of fire described in Revelation 20, verse 10, will the torment there be worse for Satan, the devil, the beast, the Antichrist, the false prophet, than it is for everyone else who's there? It's a great question we'll think about today on Grace in Focus, and we thank you for joining us. Grace in Focus is the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society, located in North Texas. We want you to find out more about us, and you can do that by going to our website, faithalone.org. There you will find many resources, including free ebooks, and in our bookstore, other books that have a cost, many articles that you can read for free, and there's information about our online seminary. That's faithalone.org. Now, with today's question and answer discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and Mike Lee.
All right, Mike, I think you have a question from, or two questions from James, but let's combine them.
Yeah, we got questions from James, and he's asking about the lake of fire, and in particular about the Antichrist and false prophet and Satan's punishment in the lake of fire. His first question is, I guess he's basically asking, will these three individuals spend an infinite number of years in the lake of fire with no end at all? And his second question is whether their punishment is going to be infinitely more terrible than anybody else's punishment in the lake of fire.
What three individuals? Is this Larry, Moe, and Curly?
This is the unholy trinity.
Oh, the unholy trinity.
Satan, Antichrist, and the false prophet.
Okay, and that's in Revelation 20 and verse 10?
10, yeah. I'll go ahead and read that. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
I remember years ago, maybe it was 12 years ago, I was talking to a friend who at the time believed in annihilationism.
Yeah. And what is annihilationism?
Okay, annihilationism is also called conditional immortality, and it says that anyone who did not believe in Christ for everlasting life in this lifetime, they will appear at the great white throne judgment, they will be judged, and then they will be cast into the lake of fire where they are burned up. They cease to exist.
So the punishment doesn't go on forever. It just at some point it stops?
Some people say that the punishment is forever, even though the person's dead.
Okay.
But they say, you know, figuratively speaking, it goes on forever, but the person is annihilated.
They're just no longer conscious. They don't feel anything. They don't cease to exist.
No, they actually cease to exist.
Okay.
That is another view, by the way. There are people that say that the torment is unconscious torment, which to me is kind of bizarre. And by the way, I would encourage people to read the chapter in my book, The 10 Most Misunderstood Words in the Bible, on hell. I have a chapter on hell. Basically, what I point out is the Bible says very, very little about the lake of fire. It tells us very little about Hades, which is the current place of the unsaved dead. And it tells us very little about the future abode of the unsaved dead. Most of the ideas people have today are based on Dante's Inferno and medieval theology, which is a lot of wild speculation.
Yeah.
But in Revelation 20:10, he says at least the devil, the false prophet, and the beast are going to be tormented there. They, all three, will be tormented there day and night forever and ever. And I said to my friend, who said there'd be nobody, I said, how do you handle Revelation 20:10?
Yeah, how do you handle forever and ever?
Yeah, his view was that there would be people in the lake of fire, but they would be Satan and the fallen angels only.
Okay.
And I said, well, aren't there going to be at least two humans? And after he read this and thought about it, he said, yeah, there's going to be at least two humans.
The beast and the false prophet.
The beast and the false. Well, I said, if there's two, then wouldn't there be a lot more?
Yeah.
In fact, when you read Revelation 20, 11 to 15, which immediately follows that, verse 15 says, anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Notice in verse 10, the devil was cast into the lake of fire where the beast and the false prophets are.
Mm-hmm.
So he's cast there, they're cast there, and then it says they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. You would take the same assumption in verse 15 because they've been raised from the dead.
Yeah.
Up in verse 12, all of the dead are raised from the dead and they're judged.
Yeah.
And also verse 13. And so their inexistence, mm-hmm. which is called the second death, they're cast into the lake of fire. But their body has been reunited with their soul and spirit, and they're going to spend eternity in this place called the lake of fire. So will their punishment be worse than everybody else? We're not told that.
Mm-hmm.
We're not told. Now, I would assume, since Satan's the head of the whole rebellion,
yeah.
that his would be the worst. But yeah. I can't prove that from Scripture. And it would seem that the beast and the false prophet certainly would have worse torment than most people, because they are leaders of the rebellion during the tribulation. One's the religious leader and one's the political leader. But again, I can't prove that. But what I would suggest, and I say this in my book, The 10 Most Misunderstood Words, that it's called torment in Scripture. Remember in Luke 16, the rich man and Lazarus, the rich man says, "I'm tormented in these flames."
Yeah.
Well, some people say that the rich man was on fire.
Mm-hmm.
The text doesn't say that.
Yeah.
He's in a fiery environment. I think of like lava, where flames are shooting up from the lava.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be in the lava flow to be around the fire.
Yeah.
You could be standing on the rim of the crater, and you could be where fire was coming up around you, but you're not on fire, but you're very hot. In medieval theology, they not only had people literally burning forever,
yeah.
but they said there were flames coming out of every orifice.
Yeah.
You know, their mouth, their nose, their eyes. Every pore of their skin had fire coming out of
yeah.
it. You know,
yeah.
that's all fanciful. The Scripture says nothing like that, but it is called torment.
Just jumping in here to make you aware of our magazine, Grace in Focus. It is a bi-monthly, 6 issues per year, 48-page magazine, full color. And we want you to subscribe by emailing your name and your snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org. The subscription is free. It can be accessed electronically, or it can be actually physically sent to you if you live in the lower 48 United States. That's our Grace in Focus magazine. Send your name and snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org.
And Jesus said it'll be more tolerable for those in Tyre and Sidon than some of the cities in Israel, because they rejected the ministry of Jesus. And he said the same thing was true of Sodom and Gomorrah. It'll be more tolerable in Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment. What I take that to mean is there will be degrees of torment,
mm-hmm.
more tolerable for some,
yeah.
less tolerable for others. Obviously, he's not just talking about that day of judgment. He's talking about what unfolds after it. But secondly, I think he's saying it's going to be tolerable for all,
mm-hmm.
more tolerable for some, less tolerable for others. The idea that God would give people an intolerable eternity, to me, is a wrong view of God and a wrong view of God's justice. It's one thing to be tormented forever. It's another thing to be tormented intolerably forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've read lots of people, and I put it in my book, who say that the torment in the lake of fire will be far worse than anything on earth.
Yeah, I remember that was my kind of initial conception,
right?
About what you saw in the movies, is that it's off the scale. An excruciating pain forever that cannot be tolerated, you know.
Right.
But unfortunately, it just continues.
Yeah. Right. And what I suggest in my book is we don't even know if the torment is the same 24/7, 365. We don't know if the rich man in The Rich Man and Lazarus is telling us he's having a bad day, a good day, or this is the way it is all the time. We
mm-hmm.
don't know. We do know they're tormented day and night forever and ever. This suggests this is ongoing, it's forever.
Sure.
But it doesn't tell us the level of torment never varies. So I would suggest that in a given day, the level of torment might range from 3 to 6
mm-hmm.
or 3 to 8 or
yeah.
3 to 9. I've had kidney stones before.
Yeah.
They say two of the most painful things are kidney stones and childbirth, right?
Yeah. And you won't experience the other, unfortunately.
Yeah, I won't.
Or fortunately.
Fortunately, yeah. And hopefully I won't have any more kidney stones. I haven't had any in quite a while. But you know, a lot of people think that eternity for people in the lake of fire would be worse than childbirth that never ended.
Right.
Just be in intense pain forever.
Yeah.
And the same thing with kidney stones. It's
yeah.
like that. But you can't pass out.
Yeah.
So you've got level 10 pain
yeah.
forever. To me, that is wildly inappropriate. God doesn't do that.
Yeah.
What the lake of fire is not God choosing to send people to the lake of fire. The Lord Jesus died on the cross for the sins of the whole world. Yeah. He made everybody savable.
Mm-hmm.
The message of the free gift of everlasting life goes out to any who are open and listen. And of course, the creation reveals God, right?
Right.
Psalm 19:1
right.
and Romans chapter 1.
Yeah.
In Romans 1, he says, so they are without excuse.
Yeah.
Because what is known about God is clear in the creation.
Yeah.
And so it seems to me if anybody out there has never heard about the promise of everlasting life that Jesus makes, if they are responsive to the evidence they have and the revelation they have, they will hear ultimately about the promise of life and they will be born again.
Yeah, I think there's a misconception that God wants to hide the saving message from people.
No.
It's like if you respond to the light that God's given to you, he's going to give you more light. He wants to get you the saving message. He wants you to hear it. He has infinite resources at his disposal.
That's
He'll
right.
find a way.
I was talking to a friend and he thought it was fanciful to say that the message of Jesus was going to make it to Australia in the first century. And I was like, why?
Yeah.
If we know, for example, Philip is with the Ethiopian eunuch talking to him, and suddenly he's caught up and moved 25 miles to a place called Azotus,
yeah.
and he just, poof, appears. He's transported, like, beam
yeah.
me up. He's
yep.
beamed 25 miles away. Well, couldn't the Lord send an apostle all the way to Australia or North America or anywhere else?
Yeah. And just because we don't have a record of it doesn't mean that never happened.
Right. And, of course, we don't even know about Old Testament believers how far they'd spread around the globe.
Right.
People who believed in the coming Messiah, they yeah. may not have known his name was Jesus, but
yeah.
they did believe in the coming Messiah. And once they heard the message that his name is Jesus and that he died on the cross for our sins, etc., well, then they would have shared that message far and wide.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my view is he makes this evident to all, and nobody can say in the lake of fire, I had no opportunity.
Yeah, or if only I'd heard, I would have believed.
Right. What I would suggest is it's going to be tolerable for all. I don't know what it's going to be like,
yeah.
but it'll be tolerable. It will be torment, but I don't know if it's going to be the same level all the time.
Yeah.
It's going to be different for different people. So,
and based on how sinful their lives were, I would assume.
Well, not just that, but also how much light they rejected.
Mm.
See, because remember Jesus said it would be more tolerable for these horrible sinners in Sodom and Gomorrah
right.
than the self-righteous people in Israel
yeah.
because the people in Israel rejected more light than the people in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much. I hope that's clear. And please do read my book, The 10 Most Misunderstood Words on Hell. And I believe I have an article at faithalone.org on this as well.
Yeah, and in the meantime, keep grace in focus.
Would you be interested in some free ebooks on topics you hear on this program? Well, if you are, you need to come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We would love to hear from you. Maybe you've got a question, comment, or some feedback. If you do, please don't hesitate to send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. And when you do, very important, please let us know your radio station call letters and the city of your location. On our next episode, is it possible to believe Jesus for everlasting life and yet not be assured we have it? Join us, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.